He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Our text for today, for our message, is from 1 Peter. I turned down the text from Ezekiel 34, that text concerning false and wicked shepherds of Israel, because I figured that you've already heard about 20-some sermons on placement and assignment already. You don't need another one from me. And so today we focus on 1 Peter, and so therefore we turn our attention to Hosea. The Lord God spoke to Hosea. He said, take for yourself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, because the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord. And that, my friends, is how you end up marrying a woman named Gomer. You know, this idea of being a prophet, it's not all that in a bag of chips sometimes. But Hosea, he is indeed faithful. And he takes Gomer to be his wife. And they have the children. And the first child is to be named Jezreel. For great will be the defeat of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And the second child is to be named Lo Ruhamah, no mercy. And the third child will be called Lo Ami, not my people. Going to be tough when they go to kindergarten. But the names do mean something. They tell something about the relationship of God with his bride Israel, the unfaithful Israel, who will have no mercy, no love, for they are no people, certainly not a people belonging to God. And then Gomer runs off to run around with other men, to play the harlot, to commit whoredom. I guess it's hard. Or can you really ever make a sow's ear into a silk purse? Can you? Well, maybe the better question is, can God? Because now the Lord God says to Hosea, I want you to go and seek out your wife of whoredom. I want you to go and find Gomer. I want you to buy her back, pay for her to be your bride. Who does that? God actually has and does do that. And once again, Hosea is faithful. He goes and he buys Gomer back to be his bride, pays for her. And God says, now I want you to change the names of the kids from no mercy to mercy, from not my people to my people. Everything changes because God changes everything. And then the Lord God says to Hosea, he says, my bride, my people, my chosen one, Israel, have played the harlot, committed whoredom with other nations and with other gods, and I have no mercy, no love for her. She is not my people. But the day is coming when I will buy her back, when I will pay for her to be my bride. Oh, not with gold or silver, but with the holy, precious, innocent blood of my only begotten one. He will make you all his bride. He will pay and buy all of you back in order that you might be his treasured possession. He has indeed made it possible through the blood of the only begotten one, made it possible for you to dwell with him forever. For you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people belonging to God. Once you had not received mercy, lo ruchama, but now you have received mercy. Once you were no people, lo ami, but now you are God's people. This is who we are. And this is why we are who we are. For our God has called us out of the darkness and baptized us into the light of Jesus Christ. Once we were unmercied by our God, and we had no state of being. But now we have been mercied by God, by the blood of Jesus. We have been mercied, and now we have been called upon to bestow that mercy to those around us. Once we were no people, certainly not a people belonging to God. Once we were not, no home, no identity, no purpose, no reason. We were not. But now we are. Now we are the bride of Christ. We are the people of God living in our baptismal identity. We are the people of God who have been redeemed by the blood of the only begotten one. We are the people of God here as we await heavenly mansions there. We are God's people. We are the bride of Christ, his most treasured possession. And all of this out of divine goodness and mercy of our Lord God, who has called us out and redeemed us from the evil of our whoredom and brought us into his kingdom, into his presence with thanksgiving. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you might declare the wondrous deeds of him who has called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen.